have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what they're wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. What the... Today is Thanksgiving, and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, And my biblical question, why is your life one wreck after another one? Why is your life one wreck after another? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, excuse me, and doing whatever it is you're doing, wherever you are, and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast. And then you can listen on your phone while you're traveling, working out, making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or doing whatever it is that you're doing. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 4131. Oh, you can listen on your phone. What the? You can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JOPTalk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And not only is it Bible Thumper Thursday, it is not only is it Thanksgiving Thursday, it is Bible Thumper, because we love the Bible Thumpers, even though they can't communicate. They just quote scripture after scripture, and that's it. It is Bible Bumper Thursday.
Pastor, what's going on?
There's a pastor.
Be seated. What's going on?
Of a Baptist church. He wants the Holy Ghost. He's ready to have a new congregation. He's ready to see the Holy Ghost move.
I got the Holy Ghost, just like the Bible, just like the Bible said. Amazing. So I want Hank, and he didn't know it, because it just now occurred to me. I want Hank to respond to this soundbite. And I want the Anchor Baby and Kurt to respond to. They didn't know this because it just occurred to me. I want to play soundbite. It doesn't have a number, but it's way down near the end, and it's for where J.D. Vance talk about the turkeys. Do y'all see that from C-SPAN? And they didn't know I was going to do it, so they weren't set up for this. But it occurred to me that it's Turkey Day. And according to this report, J.D. made an interesting statement about the turkeys. And you said, well, no. Have Kurt introduce himself. Kurt, introduce yourself. My producer is saying it, telling me to tell you that. And he rules.
Yeah, what's up?
That's introducing yourself?
I'm Kurt. I was on Punchy TV, produced the show yesterday, but yeah, check it out.
Kurt is the producer of Punchy TV. And he knew and nervous. He white. Do we have that soundbite ready?
Yeah. They're pulling.
It's from C-SPAN.
We don't have it.
About from Gork. Grok. Same thing. He black.
Yeah, I think we can play this. But
from Grok.
I can play from the internet.
You can?
Derek, I'm going to use the link. So, okay.
But you can't play it for C-SPAN?
No, it's from C-SPAN.
Okay. Are you ready with it?
Give me 1 second.
So they didn't know I was going to ask for this, and this is near the end of the show. So it's my back, because it just occurred to me. And listen to Hate, he's telling you. It's Thanksgiving, so I'm like, why don't we just start out with a Thanksgiving story?
I think we're ready.
You ready?
If I may.
So this is from Grok.
Right?
Grok, Vice President J.D. Vance, Thanksgiving speech to troops.
What the? Go ahead.
No, I'm mercy.
Complicated.
It's Thanksgiving.
Is it censored?
Let's come back to that. It's not easy as I thought it was to do. We'll come back to it. So what?
Derek put it in the. He says refresh Nick.
Refresh Nick. It's not as easy as I thought it would be. It's complicated. As Hate would say, it's complicated. In the meantime, let me go to a caller while they're working on it. That way it won't be stressful. Let me go to a first-time call out of Pennsylvania. Dorman, I believe. It looked like Dorman. Okay. Dorman, you are on the air.
Well, hello and good morning and happy Thanksgiving to you, Brother Jesse.
Thank you, Mayor. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yes. Yeah, I was in prayer last week asking God if there's anybody else. It seems like that I can't find anyone that believes in free will, doesn't believe in free will. And then you, within 20 minutes, God brought me across one of your podcasts that said that there is no free will, that we're, and that's wonderful. I was like so thankful that God showed me another person. Now you're on the other side of America, so I can't come in to your church or anything. But anyhow, there was just the root of it, being thankful, of course, for today, thankful Thanksgiving, but the thankfulness is taken away, is what I see whenever we take credit for our choices. We don't, then the thankfulness goes out the window because we're taking that credit to ourselves. And I heard you also then say in a different podcast about our coming to the Lord, our decision, you know, like everybody says about robots, we're not robots, and he wants us to love him without him making us do it. Well, I disagree with you there. I disagree that that it is totally God that calls the elect to come to him, and that's your lot in life, is to be saved and live in truth. Or if you're not called and you're not one of the elect, then your lot in life is to be blind and deceived for your time on earth. But then afterlife, I see that as rest in the Bible there. And I think it's Job chapter 3. He says about the thief can rest from his evil works. You know, his lot was to be a thief his time on earth, but now afterlife, he's at rest. And I see similar verses all through the Bible. I've read the entire Bible many times. And
why are you reading so many times?
Because I it's it is the only truth that I can find. Everything else is a lie, and so I stay in it, and I see it, how it's relevant to everything on earth, but it really gives a truth rock for me to stand on and avoid the lies. That's my prayer. I just heard your prayer when you were talking to the lady in an interview about you. That's how she said, how did you come into the enlightenment? And you said, well, through prayer. And I can't remember your exact prayer, but the same way for me, that's what I prayed. Lord, please protect me from you know, lies and deception. I don't want to believe anything that's not true. I just want to. So I spend a lot of time at home with a broken leg reading the Bible. And
are you going to read it again?
Yes, the rest of my life, every day. Yes.
So you're going to read the entire Bible for the rest of your life?
Every day. Yes.
Do you know if you do that, you would never know God?
Well, that's through prayer first.
No, you can pray till the cows come home. You can lift up holy hand. You can run up and down with the Holy Spirit. You can do whatever. But as long as you read the Bible, you're never going to know God.
Well, I think that's our word of truth, isn't it? How else are we going to know truth without? I mean, it's in prayer. You know, I'm definitely.
And when you pray, what do you pray for?
Well, I prayed for a something that would teach me that I wouldn't be deceived from Satan, because I know Satan can deceive you with. And so God said to me that Satan cannot give me the glory. Give thanks be to God. He can't do that.
God didn't tell you that.
Thanks be to God.
You read that in the Bible.
No, that was, well, I
God didn't tell you that. You read that in the Bible.
I did see a similar verse to that in the Bible.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But you're not gonna know God from reading the Bible.
Sure, there's many Bible scholars that don't know God at all. I agree with that.
Are you a Bible scholar?
No, I'm very uneducated. I barely passed high school.
But
I'm
gonna know God from reading the Bible. By just reading the Bible. And you'd have read the Bible eight times?
Oh, more than that.
More than eight times?
The whole Bible, yeah, more than that. Old and new. I definitely understand the Jews could not see God even though they have it all memorized.
You can't either. Are you a Jew?
Well, no, I'm a child of God. Just a child of God saved by the grace of our Father.
But you're doing what the Jews are doing, read the Bible, trying to know God.
Well, I am in a relationship with God, praying in humility for protection and salvation through God only, not through my own works, because I can't. And that was part of my prayer, is I'm so uneducated that and educated.
Are you white? Are you black or something?
No, I'm a white man.
And you uneducated white man?
I have a very hard time studying and passing tests at school.
Did you have a black parent or something?
No. I don't have black parents, everybody. Yeah. But anyhow, I was...
But let me ask you this because of time. What is... you said something about the elect.
Yes.
What's an elect?
Those that God has opened their eyes. He says, I created the deaf and the blind. And he also says, I'm the one that opens eyes, I open the ears. So it's those that he has opened their eyes and their ears.
And so your question for me is what?
The free will of choosing to be an elect I'm not sure if I would say a question to ask you. I just wanted to debate about the choice of salvation being something that God gave the enlightenment, or that we chose to be
eternal life is
under
for
the
all
blood of Jesus.
Eternal life is for, what does that mean, under the blood of Jesus?
It means that you are no longer angry.
But where is the blood of Jesus? Where is that?
The blood of Jesus, well, it's for the whole earth. Everybody has the blood of Jesus.
Where is it?
Most of the earth doesn't understand that you're loved.
Where is it?
Where is it?
Yeah. Is it the blood? Where is the blood of Jesus, under the blood of Jesus? Where? Is this in Florida or Chicago?
Yeah, no, the blood of Jesus is over the whole earth. It's over the whole earth, and only a few people know it.
Let me ask you this because of time. Do you want to know God?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, I want to know him. Yes.
Stop thinking about him.
Okay. All right. Well, I do appreciate that, because I come very short on my relationship skills with other people.
What would happen if you stopped thinking?
I'm afraid that I would get into selfish vacation and stuff like that, just go do selfish things.
But you're doing those things already because you're thinking.
Well, that's not making sense to me, that I'm already thinking, and I'm searching a tighter relationship with our Father in heaven.
But you're not going to find it through thinking. Thinking is keeping you away from it.
Okay. So if I stop thinking and I just wake up and do what I feel like doing, is what your advice is?
If you wake up and just live, you shall know God. But if you wake up thinking, you won't know God. You know about him, you read about him, you hear about him, you talk about him, but that's not knowing him. Who are you?
I am a child of God. That's who I am, and everybody is, but they just don't know it.
And so you told me who you belong to, but who are you?
Well, I have heard you ask this question to another man, and you said, to explain who you aren't, and that tells you who you are. I don't agree with that statement that you said there.
Oh, okay. So who are you then?
I'm the individual that God has woven together. I mean, I am just a child, one of his children.
So you keep telling me who you belong to, but who are you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm an enlightened creature. I'm a creature. I'm not a creator. I'm a creature, and everything other than God is a creature, including Satan. He has been created, and he has been created to be blind, and I've been created to be
so
enlightened.
You told me you got some light in you, and you believe you're enlightened, but who are you?
Well, that is no other answer other than a child of God. That's the value.
That's
who
you believe that you belong to, right? But who are you?
That he purchased. Yeah. Well, I'm just a valuable human being.
How are you valuable? What does that mean?
That means that he gave his life for me because I'm valuable.
But who are you? You tell me what he did. But who are you, Dorman? Who are you?
Oh, well, I guess defined by my hobbies. I'm just an adventurous, motorcycle riding, thoughtful for my children to include them.
So you're telling me about what you have and what you do. But because of time, you have not told me who you are.
Okay. Well, the last time you asked that question, you wanted the person to define himself by saying who he is not.
No. And I said that's how you find out who you are, by discovering who you're not. But you done read the Bible over 8 times, and you still don't know who you are.
Well, I think... Okay. Now, how are you coming to that conclusion?
Because you haven't told me yet.
Okay. Well, I don't know how to answer it more than just...
Do you realize you told me you belong to God, about your children, you have children, you ride a motorcycle, and you told me everything you do and what you have and who you belong to, but you still didn't tell me who you are. Who are you?
I don't know how to answer that then. I'm not sure what answer you're looking for.
I'm looking for who you are. Have you realized before now you don't know who you are?
No, I never thought about me not knowing who I am.
Why not?
I'm very content. Because I'm content.
You content with being lost?
What I know. Well, I believe that I believe that I know the truth. I'm just the area that I lack in is social abilities. I don't talk very well with a crowd of people.
And why not?
Because I have no interest in their interests. They're not anything that I have any knowledge on or interest in talking about sports.
I see.
Or whatever.
Are you married?
Yes.
Does your wife obey you?
No. No. Yeah, this is a second marriage.
Wow.
Second marriage. Same thing, first marriage. Same thing, second marriage.
Why you keep repeating the same thing over then? You read the Bible. How many times have you read the Bible already?
Oh, I'm gonna say probably 18 times.
Whoa! How old are you?
51.
Wow! And so you read the Bible 18 times or more, and yet you keep repeating the same thing over and over again. Why?
Well, because I'm still in this corrupt body. I'm still in this.
Your body is just a body. Your body ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
Why do I do things that I don't want to do?
Right.
I do things I don't want to do.
But reading the Bible over 18 times haven't stopped you from doing that?
No, it hasn't stopped me from doing it. But
so what's the purpose of reading the Bible then?
It's given me a rock that I don't wind up suicidal in this world.
Well, you keep marrying the same woman over and over again, you're going to end up suicidal.
Well, I think the rock of God is bigger than a difficult marriage.
But why would you keep repeating the same thing? Why is your life a train wreck if the Bible is supposed to be helping you and you keep doing the same thing over and over? Why is your life still a train wreck?
Well, I think it's just like the apostles. You know, the apostles said all that too. They said, you know, I'm in despair, but not conquered by the despair. You know, I live in all these difficult things, but I'm not overcome by the sorrow of them. It's just, that's part of life. That's everybody's in that.
So then it's
time on earth.
It's not doing you any good to read the Bible then, if you're still going to be miserable.
Sure. It gives me knowledge that there is a reason behind all these difficult things. He, you know, whenever the guy asks for more faith, and then he's responded to him and says, "No, you're still working in the fields. It's not time for you to have more faith. He gave them the parable of the guy that said to the slave,
"See how you just quote the Bible and steer a miserable."
Well, it is, right. That's what he said.
You're still miserable, and you're quoting the Bible like not going off, but you're still miserable. How can you accept that?
How do I accept being miserable?
Yeah, and
because
you're still...
I know there's a good reason for God has a reason for creating evil.
But
so
God doesn't... God took the power away from evil so that you wouldn't be miserable, but you're still miserable.
Well, I could be because I have a difficult time with relationships.
Right. So, have you forgiven your mama?
You know, I've been thinking about that. I think I have the best mom in the world.
Everyone think that, yet they screwed up from their mama.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can't. I mean, other than...
Have you forgiven your mama?
I would love to if I knew of something to forgive her of.
So she was perfect? Your mother was perfect? Why do you think you keep marrying your mama? Every woman you marry is mama.
I don't see any similarities to my wives.
You can't handle
my mom.
You can't handle your mama. And you can't handle those wives.
I don't see a similarity.
Was your mother perfect?
No, but she was.
What was imperfect about her? Two examples of her not being perfect.
She would guilt trip us kids into asking dad for child support money. She would do that.
See how evil she is?
Well,
don't you see that?
That
was a mistake. Evil?
Yeah, that was a mistake.
No, that was evil.
Yeah. Well,
and what?
You're
give me another example of your evil mama.
Let's see, what else?
Hold on. It won't take you that long to think about it, but hold on. Let me take a quick break. You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. And then rage, from rage to responsibility. Check it out. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, the 7 guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, and financial success guide. A little, just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Happy Thanksgiving. Be careful as you travel around or you tour in the areas or whatever you're doing. It ain't pretty out there. Human beings are evil and they're showing like never before. They have no love. So be careful. All right? Couple of things. The hate report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then there is no Anchor Baby today. Today is Thanksgiving, so he's off today. And check out Punchy TV, a brand new episode of Punchy's TV, PUNCHIE.TV. Check it out. You can podcast it. It's amazing. Tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, we're doing replays. It won't be in the live shows tomorrow, and the office will close. But I will see you on Sunday. We are having fellowship on Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. All right, so enjoy your Thanksgiving. You know, decide, you know what? Get the staff the day off, 2 days off, a long weekend. So we're doing that on Friday. All right, I want to go back to, it's Bible Thumper Thursday. I want to go back to Dorman, a first-time caller out of Pennsylvania. Dorman, so you realize your mother was evil for making you guys con money out of your dad. What else did she do that was wrong?
Yeah, well, that would be, I'm sure, a bigger list than I can think. To repeat, but the
one
the
other thing only
the evil thing.
Just one other thing only.
Yeah, well, it I was told because Dad had left when I was four. I was 4 years old. That she would fight every month whenever it's time to pay the bills. That they would fight about where the money's going to go. So she, disrespecting Dad would be something evil as well.
So why don't you go and forgive her so that God can forgive you?
Well, I think that focusing on evil things is not the way of abundant life. I think that that's a mistake to try to fix the world by looking at what was evil and trying to go and forgive this and fix that. And I think that, look at, you know, the Bible says, of course, look at whatever things are good and lovely and just and have a good report. Think on these things. And,
you know, and so why don't you go and forgive your mother so that God can forgive you?
Well, because I think that that's a mistake.
Oh, it is. So that's a mistake. It's a mistake to go and forgive your mother?
To backtrack and find the evil of everybody that I've encountered and forgive them of it? Yeah, I think it's a mistake. You're focusing on evil too much of your time on earth.
So it's a mistake to go and forgive your mother?
Well, if she did something to me today, I would forgive her for it, yes.
So it's a mistake to go and forgive your mother?
To rehash evil, and yes, it's a mistake to go back and rehash evil from years ago. Yeah.
And so you read the Bible over 18 times or so, and
that's
you
right.
still believe that it's a mistake to go and forgive your mother?
Of past, yes.
And so when Christ said, oh, God said, go and forgive, and I shall forgive you as you forgive, was he saying if that was a mistake to go and forgive?
Of the present? Yeah, you should do it for the present.
Did he say you should do it for the present, or did he say go and forgive?
Well, definitely. If it's eating you up, you better go and forgive it from the past. Yeah.
Did he say if it's eating you up, you better go and forgive from the past? Or did he say, go and forgive, and I will forgive you? Did he say before you can enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must go and forgive? Did he say that, or did he say, oh, not for the past, I mean for now, and don't hash up stuff? Did he say that, or are you saying that?
Yeah, I'm saying that.
So
that.
You read over the Bible over 18 times, and you still won't obey God?
Yeah. Well, I definitely have my shortcomings that I may not understand, but I
How difficult is it to understand, go and forgive? Do you realize you're listening to the devil?
Well, that's what I think talking about evil is the devil.
No, you're listening to the devil. God told you to go and forgive. God told you to go and forgive. You read the Bible over 18 times, and you have not done the one simple thing he told you to do so you can begin to be free, and that is to go and forgive. The devil giving you all these reasons not to go. You're listening to the devil instead of God. Why?
Because I don't feel any animosity.
Yes, you do. That. You're afraid to face your mama.
Well, I really think she did a good job.
So she did a good job turning you away from your father, using you to get money from your father, telling you your father fought over this and that, and that's why he got. And you don't think she did you any harm?
Oh, sure. Definitely. Definitely not a perfect lady. Yeah,
so,
we all know that.
And that's why you need to go and forgive her.
I'll have to pray about that.
Why do you need to pray about that? You have unforgiveness toward your mother, and why do you need to pray about that? You already know you need to go and face your mother. Why are you afraid to face her?
Because you're asking me to focus on evil, and I don't think that there is.
I never asked you to focus on evil. I'm talking about forgiveness. Forgiveness is not evil. Why are you afraid to face your mother?
I think I talk to her more clearly than anybody.
Why are you afraid to face your mother?
Well, I'm not afraid to face her.
Then why don't you go and forgive her then for what she's done to you?
If I see her, belittle my wife or anything like that, I address her right away. I'm not afraid of addressing
if
her.
You're
saying,
not
hey,
afraid
you can't
of,
talk like that.
If you're not afraid of your mother, why don't you go and forgive her?
Well, it's no different than forgiving my children when they make a mistake.
If you're not afraid of your mother, why don't you go and forgive her?
Because you don't make up. you don't make up things to forgive people about.
You just told me why you're resenting. You told me what she's done to you. Why don't you go and forgive her for that?
I don't feel hurt by it.
Yes, you do. You just don't realize it.
Maybe. That you may be onto something there, but...
What would happen if you, because of time of day and I got to go, what would happen if you went and forgave your mother? Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you, for you've recreated me in your image, you turned me against my father, and I realize now you can help yourself. What would happen if you told her that?
It would be through your words.
No, I said, what would happen if you told her that?
I'm saying I can't repeat somebody else's words.
What would happen if you went and forgave your mother?
If I don't feel it, I can't do it.
Amazing.
It has to be God telling me to go and forgive. Because
you read the Bible 18 times or more. You ever read in the Bible, it says before you enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must go and forgive?
Yeah, it does. It does.
And
you
so,
and forgive.
And you read the Bible over 18 times and you haven't done it.
You're telling me that I'm hurt, but I don't feel hurt. So I'm not going to bring up something that I don't feel.
Even though the Bible told you to do it?
Well, you don't go and ask forgiveness to somebody that's never hurt you.
You're not supposed to ask for forgiveness, but the Bible told you to go and forgive your. And you won't go.
Well, I mean,
so
right.
You're not even listening to the Bible. You're reading it and reading it, and you're still not. You're not following it.
Well, I am on this journey, and where I'm at is just thanks be to God, and don't look at evil. I think looking at evil gets us off track.
All right, well, stay in your misery. I got to run, but stay in your hell. If you don't want to be free, you have a right to stay in your misery. So I really wish you well, man.
Thank you, Brother Jesse.
All right.
You have a blessed day.
You too. 888-777-7773. And so it's Thanksgiving Day. I think they have this. Y'all have it ready now? I want to play this video, and I want to, this soundbite, and I want to get a response from my experts as to what they think about it. It's Thanksgiving. This is from Fox Soul. Oh, no, not wrong one. Hold on. This is from C-SPAN. Well, this first thing is from... What's it called? Grok. Vice President J.D. Vance Thanksgiving speech to troops at Fort Campbell humorously questioned Turkey's appeal, arguing it's an unequally American tradition. Oh, it's an argument. It is a uniquely American tradition endured annually despite its bland flavor. Watch this from C-SPAN. We have the C-SPAN ready. Watch this from C-SPAN.
That is a uniquely American thing. That's why, for example, we have, you know, turkey. Think about turkey. Who really likes, be honest with yourselves, who really likes turkey? You're all full of shit. Everybody who raised your hands. I know. Think about it. And here's how I know that every single one of you who raised your hand is lying to me. How many times do you roast an 18-pound turkey just randomly? Just, you know, a nice summer afternoon, we're going to go get an 18-pound turkey. Nobody does it because turkey doesn't actually taste that good. But on Thanksgiving, on the most American holiday, I got a fan over here. On the most American holiday, we're going to cook a turkey, by God, because that's what Americans do. We cook this gigantic American bird, and we do all kinds of crazy things to make it taste good. I talked to a soldier today who she said she's going to deep fry a turkey, and I'm actually going to deep fry a turkey myself tomorrow. And look, here's the thing. If you've got to deep fry something to make it taste good, it probably isn't that good. That's a pretty good rule of thumb when it comes to food. Chicken is good all the time.
Chicken is good when you deep fry it, but it's also good outside of it. But here's the thing about Thanksgiving. It is so American because at the heart of it is the spirit of gratitude.
Amazing. What do you think about Kurt? What do you say?
I think he's just trying to, that's all an act, it seems like. He's trying to act like this American, like a white American, it seems like. I mean, he is a white American, but he's trying to, like, appeal to certain people. It just seems kind of fake to me.
Okay. What do you say, Anchor Babe?
I mean, I just think he was doing some speech on Thanksgiving. And I think his little joke on the turkey wasn't really hitting. He was just trying to be, I don't know. I didn't think much of it. I just thought the turkey, I think turkey's all right.
We need, it's not, we need Trump birds. Forever.
What?
We need Trump forever. We don't need Vance. Get him out of there.
So wasn't it?
Turkey's all right. Turkey's pretty good.
I don't see it.
Turkey's pretty good.
Oh. Amazing. What do you say about it? Hey, these are my experts, by the way.
Well, when I heard about this, I was...
Derek, come here. Because my producer gave me this story.
This seat seems so empty without him.
I know. Come here.
It feels
another
so
expert
empty
of the Jesse Peterson Show.
D. Derek.
Especially on Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah. Plus, he's a Christian. So I... when I first heard about this... You guys reading about this in advance of the show?
These are my experts, by the way.
Hey. I was like, turkey's good? What are you talking about? I eat turkey all the time, actually. But it's more like sliced up turkey, pre-sliced deli from the grocery store. And I've always really, really liked... So I wanted to argue with him. I agree with both of their assessments. It's not really... His delivery wasn't the best, and
this is hate.
And he wasn't
report.
Making a really that good point. It's like a comedian making a joke that's not actually that relatable. Is a slight point, but not totally. Like I would not, I would feel like it's out of place to have a turkey dinner, like a Thanksgiving dinner, when it's not Thanksgiving. It would feel out of place, even though the food is really good and I really like it. You put salt, a little salt on the turkey. Oh my gosh. It's so good. My mouth is watering. So it is really good, but I wouldn't want it. I would feel like it's out of place. It's like it would make me sad if I were emotional.
What do you say about it, Derek?
This guy.
This is my producer and one of the experts on the Jesse Lee Peterson.
Yeah, this guy. This guy seems like he's just trying to. Be relatable. He doesn't seem real in a way, you know. It's like we eat turkey sandwiches all the time. I don't know what this guy's talking about. Turkey sandwiches are good. Chicken, you know, black people love chicken. Of course we eat chicken. Well, he's not black, but chicken, you know, we eat a lot more chicken. But, yeah, this I think he's trying to joke right here, and it's not really that funny.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, it's not that funny. And we didn't need him to curse like that. That was inappropriate. He's our vice president.
But military guys curse. Cuss.
Is he a military guy?
Well, he's speaking to the military, it looked like, right?
But is he one, though? Has he been in the military?
I forget.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was in the military.
He
was in, yeah. He's okay. A veteran, so we know that. But, yeah, this guy, the joke didn't land. Turkey's good. And no more cursing. More. Yeah, no more cursing,
what?
Man.
I told him to shift a little bit more to the...
Who, me?
The
oh, way a little bit. Thanks.
Yeah, you're off camera.
I like the picture to look good.
Nice. Right.
Thank you, white.
Thank you. But yeah, this guy, yeah. I mean, all the white people in here are just saying, you know, he doesn't seem relatable, so...
All the white people in where?
In this room.
Oh.
Yeah, if they don't feel any sincerity, any type of realness out of him, then you know I'm not. So, there you go.
I feel for him. I feel for JD a little bit of that secondhand embarrassment. If I were emotional,
he had to put that dot on his head, right?
Yeah, I mean he's a
and he was like He was all Indian with them or something, with his wife.
He was raised by a single mother and then like a single sort of grandmother or something like that. All Appalachian, out of place, even in Appalachia. Right, I think.
That's just the story they say. I don't even know if I believe that, just because.
You don't know if you believe what?
If he was truly Appalachian
and
poor and stuff like that.
Or the hillbilly elegy, all that. It just seems like a made-up political story for him.
It feels sad because there's certain guys who just have all the pain. They don't have
some
all the luck.
Some guys has all the pain.
Here we go.
Some guys ain't nothing but complain.
You started it.
It's like when I try to fill in for JLP. It's just not the same. Court always feels robbed. And some of us just don't have the pizzazz.
The only one that can do the job.
We just don't have it.
Yeah, you don't break out of song.
But we're still a human being. We still have value.
You heard that song before?
Yeah, I heard that song before.
Some guys have all the pain.
That's his trigger.
Some guys complain if you're not here with me.
That's it.
I feel so all alone.
Nice. His singing's getting better.
I rest my case. More breathing.
I'm hearing it.
There you go.
Nice.
Last word about JD, Anchor Baby.
I like Turkey and JD.
That's nice.
Oh, man.
Last word, Kurt.
Kurt is savage.
He's a beta.
Ooh.
Last word, Derek. About JD and this Turkey situation.
I think Indians are vegan, so he's probably going to have a problem at the dinner table, I think. So that's all I got to say.
Last word.
I join JD in hoping that his wife converts to Christianity one day. He hopes, I heard.
When I saw this, and this is my first time seeing it, well, I saw a little clip during the meeting. I just think it's kind of sad for JD. And I think Trump going to whoop him. because he was speaking to the military people. He went off the deep end. Up about all that long talk about Turkey and just, I've always thought JD, he nice, but he's a beta. Because I see how his wife control him.
Yeah.
She traveled with him and the little kids on her hip. And I just think he's weak. And I don't, JD, they say that he may be running for president after Trump. It won't work unless Trump is behind the scene guiding him all the way through if he should win, because he doesn't have it. And what he just said about the Turkey thing was unnecessary. It wasn't funny. It didn't make sense. And I wish him well, though. But it's kind of sad to see him up there doing that.
Yeah. If we were emotional.
Right. When I say sad, that means I feel sad for him. I just see him up there struggling as Vice President of the United States under the Great White Hope. The Great White Hope, he's going to get him, though. He's going to be like, what are you doing up there?
That's true.
He's going to be like, what, though? I got to take a break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. Happy Thanksgiving. Fake news is coming, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in, and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
there's some serious, serious, extremely serious mess going on in this old here world. You may have heard earlier this first hour. Did he mention it this first hour? I don't think he did mention it this first hour yet. But you may have heard that in Washington, D.C., just steps away from the White House grounds, I guess, two National Guardsmen were shot in the head. And it's serious. It's serious. And they also critically wounded the attacker, an Afghan. Not a rug, one of those bad guys whom Biden brought over here. And I heard that the Trump administration did approve for him to stay, even though he did overstay, and then they approved for him to stay. But thanks a lot, Obama. We'll just blame Obama, right? Because Biden is Obama. He's like the J.D. Vance of Obama. He just doesn't have it. And so, terrible, huh? And happy Thanksgiving, y'all. In America, happy American Thanksgiving, because many Canadians who already had their Thanksgiving, maybe they can still stay thankful for America on American Thanksgiving. And happy National Day of Mourning for the SJW American Indians. It is the National Day of Mourning for a handful of them. And so, nice. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, Bible Thumper Thanksgiving Day, November 27th, AD 2025. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll also get to your super chats. Many have come in, and many more are coming in, and we hope to get to all of them, including yesterday's, all right? There were some yesterday that weren't able to get to. So hopefully we'll get to all of them so that we have a clean slate, and you can give on Friday, even though we're not live, and on Saturday, even though we're not live, on Sunday during church, and then we'll read the rest of your super chats on Monday if the Lord is willing and the creek doesn't rise. Very cool. Commie and Nonsense Network is not my source today. It's far-left extremists off the deep end Wikipedia. On November 26th, two members of West Virginia National Guard participating in the deployment of federal law enforcement and National Guard were shot near the Farragut West Station in the Northwest Quadrant in Washington, D.C., United States, two blocks from the White House. That still steps away, right? A male suspect also critically wounded an Afghan national. And I forget exactly when it was, but whether it was broad daylight or not. 2:15 p.m., that sounds like broad daylight. I know it gets dark early up north, but this is not exactly up north. So the suspect approached the guardsman, firing at one who was mere feet away before firing at the other who tried to get behind a bus stop shelter. Both guardsmen were shot in the head. It was an ambush-style attack and said 10 to 15 shots were fired. They did return fire, I heard. The suspect was reported to be seriously injured, though not life-threatening, not cooperating with investigators. A 29-year-old Afghan national alleged to have used a handgun in the attack. He entered the United States in September 2021 under Obama's third term, which is Biden. Reported to have been living in Bellingham, Washington. And in the state of Washington. So he traveled to D.C., I guess. Anyway, he had overstayed his visa under Operation Allies Welcome. That sounds like a Biden thing, Biden administration, Obama 3. He had applied for asylum in 2024, and he was granted it, even though he was an illegal alien, because he had overstayed his visa, in April of 2025 under the supposed Trump administration. Were they dumb liberals who allowed him to stay? Because there are dumb liberals who still operate in the quote-unquote administration, or were they conservatives who just didn't know what they were doing? Trump posted on Truth Social, the animal who shot the two National Guardsmen. What a mess. And we'll pay a very steep price. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 2.
somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourself, not too much. Have fun, not too much. But most of all, watch your back while out and about. It's not safe anymore. My America, my country is gone. And this is a third world country now, and it's not safe. So do what you want, but I recommend you not just live on your cell phones and not pay attention to your surroundings. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around because you're making turkey in spite of what J.D. Vance said, you're enjoying your turkey, you're making turkey, or whatever, sweet potato, candy, yam, good. Well, of course, oh, Lord, you can podcast the show, but you can listen on your phone. No matter what you're doing and where you are, how busy you are, whatever, you can still be listening on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And my biblical question, a doozy. We will be holding fellowship on Sunday, so come on down. All are invited. We're going to deal with the biblical question. Why is your life one train wreck after another? Why is your life one train wreck after another? You ever ask yourself that? Why am I like one train wreck after another? An amazing question. It is also amazing that it's not only Thanksgiving Day, it is because we love the Bible Thumpers, it is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord!
We're getting closer to his return. And the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen. The faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster.
What a mess! What a mess. A spiritual battle. You got to learn. You got to overcome evil so you can love all. Even that man that's carrying on like that, he's lost. It's just all drama. Ego drama has nothing to do with God at all. It's just a thrill. It's just a thrill. You got to get over thrills. Thrills of feeling good. Thrills of hating. Thrills of anger. Thrills of resentment. Thrills of loneliness. It's all just a thrill. It's not real. I got more proof for you than I get to the callers that my country is over. When you see this, you may not see what I see, but it's a third world country. We've been doing radio now for over 35 years. And we started out with real radio, not the YouTube mess, but real radio and TV. And in those days, 35 years ago, we were reporting, some of the reporting on what was happening in Europe and other area where they had allowed the illegal aliens to come in. And when they let them in, they started terrorist attacks, attacking the citizens, running them over with cars and knives, stabbing them with knives and shooting up churches. But it was a third world country. And at that time, it wasn't happening here in that manner. And so I never imagined for one second that one day we would be reporting that we are now, America is now a third world country, and that white America are being genocide, under genocide right now. I just never thought that that could happen here. It looked like Americans loved real freedom better, and it didn't matter what so-called party you belong to. It just looked like Americans love freedom better. I found out, I realized that's not true. They love misery. They love fear. They love inflicting misery on themselves and others. They get a thrill. And now they are brought in, allowed in, in some cases, people who are not Americans, who would never be American, don't identify as American, and they have brought their misery from their country to our country. And in spite of the great white hope trying to do something about it, there are so many of these people here now, it would never end. And they're putting females in charge. And you know they're not going to be able to end it because they're not created to lead, but they're created to follow. And the females who are working on themselves now, and I know a lot of them now, they understand that. They're like, yeah, you're right. What's up? According to this report, two West Virginia National Guard members shot in an ambush attack. This is from AP News. Two West Virginia National Guard members who are deployed to the nation's capital were shot on Wednesday afternoon two blocks from the White House. From the White House in a brazen act of violence that the mayor described as a targeted attack. And the New York Times is reporting that the suspect entered the country in 2021 through a refugee program for people fleeing from Afghanistan, according to two people familiar with the investigation. Watch this from ABC News.
This morning, two National Guard members are in critical condition after being shot just blocks from the White House in what investigators call a targeted attack.
A suspect came around the corner, raised his arm with a firearm, and discharged at the National Guard members.
The suspect, identified as 29-year-old Ramanullah Lockenwall, allegedly tracked the guardsmen before opening fire. He was then shot by other guard members and was taken into custody, critically injured.
The reason that this suspect is in custody is because of the bravery of the men and women of the National Guard.
Sources say Lock and Wall is believed to be from Afghanistan and entered the U.S. in 2021 during the Biden administration. Sources say he was granted asylum earlier this year under the Trump administration. President Trump overnight called for the re-examination of all immigrants from Afghanistan admitted under the Biden administration, saying we must take all necessary measures to ensure the removal of any alien from any country who does not belong here or add benefit to our country.
Amazing, huh? And when I look at those pictures and they show videos where they show what happened, it reminds me of the back then when we were reporting that this kind of stuff was happening in other countries, Europe and other places. And I was like, wow, that's crazy to be seeing that. That could never happen here. Now do you believe me when I say my country is not coming back? I never imagined, because I didn't grow up thinking this or this way, I didn't know that Americans can attack Americans in such a way that they do. I didn't know that this is evil. This is a spiritual battle. I do understand that. But my country's gone. It's gone. And it's not coming back. The FBI is trying to determine if the act was inspired by an international terrorist group, ABC News.
Let's start moving!
The FBI is investigating the shooting as a potential act of international terrorism, trying to determine if it was inspired by an international terror group. The victims, a man and a woman, are both National Guard members from West Virginia and were on orders from President Trump to help reduce crime in the nation's capital. Now the president is ordering 500 more troops to Washington. They'll join the more than 2,000 already there. Critics have argued their presence is unnecessary and is an overreach of federal authority. A judge ruled just last week that the deployment in D.C. likely violates federal law, but the judge delayed the ruling from taking effect to give the Trump administration time to appeal. Overnight, the president insisting the deployment will continue, saying, "We will not be deterred from the mission the service members were so nobly fulfilling." And breaking overnight, CIA Director John Ratcliffe telling Fox News the suspect in the D.C. shooting previously worked with the CIA and U.S. forces in Afghanistan, and that's why he was allowed to come to the U.S. in 2021 after the U.S. withdrawal. ABC News has not confirmed that report. The Trump administration is now suspending immigration requests from Afghanistan pending a review of security protocols.
If anything you're grateful for today, you better be grateful that the Great White Hope is in charge of America at this time. Because if the Democrats were still in control, they're the one brought in all these people so that you can be afraid and miserable, angry, so that you can vote for them. They want to stay in power. That's all they care about. And they'll do whatever it takes to get back so-called power and wealth. It's about that. They don't care about you at all. And look at the how they encourage hatred. The president is trying to put things back to order, make America safe again and great again, and the Democrats are working overtime to stop it. Out loud, they're not even ashamed. They're not afraid because they know if they can emotionalize you, they got your vote. They already know that. And they're doing it. They're working overtime to try to do it. In an address on Wednesday night, the president, President Donald Trump called the shooter an act of evil. Watch this.
This heinous assault was an act of evil, an act of hatred, and an act of terror. It was a crime against our entire nation. It was a crime against humanity. The hearts of all Americans tonight are with those two members of the West Virginia National Guard and their families. The love of our entire country is pouring out for them.
Amazing, huh? You better be grateful for Donald Trump. Some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him King, and they hold King rallies around the world, worshiping the King. Some people call him Daddy, but I call him the Great White Hope. You better be grateful, because if anyone else was in charge, including J.D. Vance, it would be a different story. It would be way worse. And I'm being told that the accuser, the shooter, was working with, I guess, the CIA over in Afghanistan. Something like that. But where'd you get there from there? Oh, yeah, I thought I heard that in the soundbite. Thank you. In that ABC News. Isn't that amazing? It reminded me of the Americans who was in the military, the Democrats, and now they're trying to turn the military against Donald Trump to obey orders, a lethal order, whatever they say, illegal orders or whatever. Did you ever imagine that in your own, in America, that your own government would fight against making you safe, as the Democrats are doing? Don Lemon said, according to this report from Grok, the ex-post shared a 27-second clip from Don Lemon on October 2025 podcast appearance, where he urged black and brown U.S. citizens to legally obtain guns for self-protection against potential unlawful federal action, according to this report. I don't know, but I'm just reading what's here. Watch this from X.
Black people, brown people of all stripes, whether you're an Indian American or a Mexican American or whoever you are, go out in your place where you live and get a gun legally, get a license to carry legally. Because when you have people knocking on your door and taking you away without due process as a citizen, isn't that what the Second Amendment was written for?
I told you the heart is wicked. You can change, you can't change the country until you change the heart of the individual. And all, there's not one, human being hearts are evil until they admit it and overcome. And you, when you hear mess like that, angry people are inspired to do it because the devil's saying, see that, listen, you can do it too. And you don't think that due to what has happened in D.C., this shooting, you don't think that it's going to encourage other people to do the same thing? Because no one is in control of themselves. Evil control you, and if you should overcome evil, good takes over and control you. You and I are not in control of anything. Of ourselves, we can do nothing. And of ourselves, we know nothing. Don Lemon need Jesus, according to my producer. He need Jesus. If ever anybody needs Jesus, Don does. It's Bible Thumping Thursday. And if you think that's crazy, what Don Lemon just suggested, according to the report, you should hear this wicked, the gates of evil guard. The gates of hell is in Israel. Did y'all know that? It's a city there, old city. It's gone now, but it's old town, where you can go to the gates of hell, but it's like a cave. And it's so dark. It's not like sunshine dark when the sun gone down in the dark that we deal with on earth. It's a different dark in Israel. And remember Christ said the gates of hell shall not prevail? He was at that location talking about that. This is why you got to go to Israel. I love Israel. You got to go to Israel. Walk through the Bible. So the gates of hell is in Israel. And I believe Jasmine Kirk is down in the cave there of gates of hell. Trying to pull everybody down there with her. This is from, so you got to go to Israel. Especially the Christians who read the Bible and say they love Jesus, go to where he walked. Anyway, this is from Grok. Here's a clip from Jasmine Cricket, a speech at a November 25, 2025. Democratic shadow hearing, criticizing Trump ICE raid plan. Watch this from Midas Touch. Watch this.
This is not the best of America. I know someone promised that they would make America great. I am telling you that they are doing just the opposite. I am telling you that we are a land of immigrants. It is time to do immigration right. It is time to make sure that we live up to the promise of this country. The idea that someone ran and said that I will get rid of the bad guys, yet we know more than 50% of the people that are currently being detained in custody have no criminal records at all. Zero. Nada. So tell me why you are taking those people out of their communities. They are our neighbors. They are our friends. And frankly, they contribute to the fabric of this country. They are what make this country great, not your thuggish ICE agents.
And this is what represent black people. This is what they vote for. If you're here illegally, whether you've been here 110 years or this morning, you broke the law. You're a criminal. She are attacking the people who are trying to protect us. I told you Jasmine Cricket is one of the guards of the gates of hell. She worked for Satan. She's protecting ICE, and we're not a nation of immigrants. That's dumb. And it's better not illegal aliens. What the? And both were black, Jasmine and Cricket and the other guy, Don Lemon. Black people. And you want these people running your country. White people have given up their country to the enemy. And now they are on the run. I saw this long line of people waiting to get on the ship with Mr. S-Man. What's his name? Elon. They can't wait to take that first shipload to outer space to that new place. I'm going with them. I'm going to be right on that ship with the white folks so I can buy me some land right away up there. Because the land up there, you think property down here is expensive, trying to keep it normal? It's going to be even more up there. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Josh, happy Thanksgiving, Josh. You're on the air.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, man.
Thank you.
All right. I was calling for the biblical question.
Why is your life one train wreck after another?
I wouldn't call it a train wreck. I'd say just to call it a train wreck is just a another thrill. And or to call it a success is another thrill. And that just keeps you in the thrills when you just call it that. So, I would say it's not a train wreck.
So your life is not one train wreck after another one?
No, it's not. It does seem like it, though. But
and how does it seem like it?
Because things don't go the way I want them to go, and I do things I don't want to do, and everything I thought was true was a lie, and you know, it's like it definitely seems like chaos. But
and why is it that way?
So why does it seem like chaos?
Yes.
I would say that's the devil's game, that he makes it seem like chaos so that he can trap you and control you.
So for the record, and I'm black and slow, so.
Uh-huh.
Is your life one train wreck after another or not?
It's not.
And then, but you just said all those things were happening. Is that a train wreck?
Right. No. I mean, it just seems, it's an illusion. It just seems like it is.
Oh, I see. So you're saying it's not really happening?
It's not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's the same thing with, it just seems like everything is just some kind of thrill, whether you got the vices, but even when you get over the vices, then it's just regular things you do in your life. You do it, it's driven by some kind of thrill, and, it's almost like you don't even have control over it, so you just watch it. And don't call it a train wreck, don't call it success, don't call it good or bad. Yeah, that seemed to be the way to go.
Oh, amazing. The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away from me. Let me ask, thank you for responding to the biblical question, Josh, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. But let me ask, when did you hear the soundbite of J.D. Vance talking about Turkey to the military?
Yeah, man, I heard it. I agree with J.D.
Okay.
I see where he was coming from.
And where is he coming from?
It's like, you know, our generation is kind of like faking the tradition, you know? It's like the traditions seem to be a joke, like eating turkey. I never eat turkey. Like I'm eating steak, man. I like steak. I never eat turkey.
Eat white.
And
you white now. What?
You think so? I mean,
when you were growing up, did you eat turkey for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we did, but it was.
And was it traditional to eat turkey for Thanksgiving?
You know what? It was like a fake tradition, because
was it, you know, traditional?
Yeah. I mean, we did it every year, but.
And when you say it was fake, you wouldn't eat real turkey or something? You eat fake turkey?
I mean, the reason for Thanksgiving is being thankful for America, but we was raised to, just get a thrill from eating. And you know, the white man was the problem. You know, I grew up celebrating Kwanzaa.
Celebrated Kwanzaa?
Both Kwanzaa and Christmas and Thanksgiving. And it's like, it was all just a big, it was fake, man.
And just for the record, you black.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. I gotta go, man. Thank you for, and happy Thanksgiving.
All right, you too, man.
All right. Quick break, back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Got no license left, cause I drove against red. This is how things go.
Oh, amazing. Welcome back. Couple announcement. Number one, happy Thanksgiving. Number two, be careful while you're out and about, wherever you are. Watch your back. Don't be all on your phone, unconscious of your surrounding. And then, this is the last day for the 15% sale. Today is the last day to get your 15% off everything on the site, the Bond site, the Jesse Lee Peterson site. It's your last day, so hurry. Hurry. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/ I forgot what it is. I don't see it to read it. Stores. RebuildingTheMan.com/. Y'all don't want to put it up, or what's going on there? I'm struggling. And they still won't put it up. Don't put it.
He's new.
Who? Kurt. Oh. He's white, though. They're supposed to be learning faster than that. RebuildingTheMan.com/. Now it's gone again. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, RebuildingTheMan.com/store, or JesseLeePeterson.shop. All right? All of the merch is there. Coffee, my books, amazing books, T-shirts, mugs, everything. And today is the last day for the 15% sales. So hurry. Amazing, huh? And what else? Oh, Cameo. I will do cameos for you. All year I do cameos. So I do personal shout outs for you on cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Happy birthday. Congratulations. Encouragement. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year. Whatever the occasion is. Even happy Kwanzaa for the Kwanzaa folks. Go to Cameo. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. Hey, don't forget to like this video. Like the video. Hit like right now. I'm waiting. 1, 2, 3. Like the video. Thank you. Super chat.
Super chats.
Yesterday, AdLib Queen stated on YouTube with a super chat, "God bless you, Grandpa JLP. What is better, awareness or catching stabs? Second, if most people are following Satan, relationships have to be suffering." Pat from Atlanta, she black, ATL.
And so she want to know what is awareness.
What's
or what?
Better, awareness or catching stabs?
Catching stab is awareness. Awareness is catching stab. The reason you're doing this, I'm telling you to watch, catch the stabs, because it will cause you to be aware. You got to be aware of all the stabs. And for those of you who don't know what the stabs mean, it's all those emotions that you have. all those different emotions you have, those are staff. Be aware of that, and you are present. You are aware. Because if you notice, people get stabs all day long and don't even notice it. They know that the pain is there, but they don't know it's abnormal. So it is awareness. And the second thing was what?
If most people are following Satan, relationships have to be suffering?
Yeah.
Question mark.
Absolutely. All relationships suffers because they're not from God. If they were from God, from the spirit of truth, there would be no suffering in them. Because you will put no effort, zero effort, into making any relationship work, no matter what it is. You're not supposed to try to make any, whether it's a marriage or a father or mother or children or whatever, so-called friendship, you're not supposed to put any effort in it. If it doesn't happen naturally, it means it's not from God. It's from evil. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Ad Lib Queen.
Thank you, Ad Lib Queen.
Pat from Atlanta. She black.
Hey, Pat. Happy Thanksgiving.
Nikki bought a coffee. My sister has a master's degree, and she gave her dog a bunch of anxiety pills and got him a therapist because she believed it was depressed, laughing with sweat.
What a mess, huh? What a mess.
Shout out.
Thank you.
Shout out Nikki's sister.
Yeah, shout out.
I wonder if she's related to Hassan. See you on Bought Our Coffee. Happy Thanksgiving, Jesse. Love and the crew. Turkey emoji. Don't eat a dry turkey in some people homes. Sean Hannity fries the turkey in coconut oil. I like that. Eat like your aunt, but conscious. I won't get lost in the pecan pie also. P.S. Hake doesn't want to buy me a membership. Make him, Jesse. That's funny.
What does it mean, buy me a membership?
So there are members on the Jesse Lee Peterson channel, and they get special emojis and stickers and things.
Oh.
And that's YouTube. And you can gift a membership. You can gift memberships.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And so apparently I can, but I'm kind of a boomer. I haven't done it. And plus I'm kind of tight-fisted. That's a sign. This is Mexican for tight.
Oh.
Tight-fisted. You looked at my elbow.
All right, what the? Sion, happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Don't eat too much. Be present while you eat, and you will not eat too much. And thank you for wishing us happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And it's amazing. Also, I hope you're still healing from your surgery and all that. I'm going to yell at hate about not buying your membership. I'm going to get him. Amazing. Thank you, Sion.
Ariadne, Jay, three coffees. Can't wait to hear the answer to the biblical question. I know people that I don't believe have ever had peace. I'm so confused on how they can overcome because it's some real serious issues they have. I don't even know how they're surviving day by day. Ariadne.
Who is that?
Ariadne.
Thank you, Ariadne. The one thing I want you to know for sure and without a doubt, there's not one thing that you have been doing or is doing or has happened or will happen, is going to happen, ain't going to happen, that you cannot overcome. I promise you that. There's not one thing that you have done or will do or is going to do or ain't done and might do or whatever that you need to feel guilty about. You never need to feel guilty. As a matter of fact, it's impossible for you to feel guilty. You cannot feel guilty about anything, even if you try. What do you think about that, Hake?
I like it.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah.
I got a call this morning from a first-time caller by the name of Dorman.
I think.
And I think it's so interesting that I just don't want to glass over it.
Gloss over it, I think, is
the correct
word.
Black is glass. If you're white is gloss. And Dorman have read the Bible over 18 times, the entire Bible, and still don't understand it. Still afraid of his mother, and still don't understand the Bible. And he can quote, and it seems like a nice guy, so it's not personal, Dorman. That's his name?
Yeah.
Dorman. It's just that you made such a powerful point without trying to make one. You read the Bible, according to you, over 18 times. The entire Bible. Who read the Bible that many times? Okay. But, and you still are lost. And you got all the knowledge of the Bible, but no peace. That should say something. Derek said, that's his goal, to read the Bible over 18 times. Derek, don't be. You see, it ain't working with him. Why are you going to go do the same thing? What? But what you're looking for is already in you. Eternal life, perfect peace, the kingdom of heaven, God, his son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Everything's there. But you got to look within. Even the Bible said, don't look over there, don't look over yonder. If they tell you look there, don't. It's in you. And most people will not look within themselves. They look in the Bible. There's nothing wrong with reading the Bible. But you got, the word of God is in your heart. The word made flesh. The word from God is in the Bible that leads you back to the heart. At least it's supposed to. I wish you well, no, Dorman. What the, Dorman? But thank you all. Go ahead.
On Rumble yesterday, Nick LaBois gave a Rumble rant asking Jesse, are you saying observant or is it observate? Help a white guy out.
They both mean the same.
Right? To him.
Observe means to observate.
Observe. I don't like the word observate. Just what? Say observe. It's simpler and it's a real word.
Oh, observate, so observe
is like. Observate is probably a word, but it's like unnecessary syllables. Just say observe.
Okay. So instead of saying.
You say don't meditate, observate.
Right. But I should say
it
don't
rhymes,
meditate,
it
observe.
It rhymes and you are black. Just say observe, though.
So there's no such word as observate?
There may be, but I just don't like it.
Oh. So I got to say the word that the white people like?
The white person. The white man. Man.
So what's his comment?
Are you saying observant or is it observate?
Observe.
And he spells it O-P-P.
Observe.
Observe.
Don't meditate. Observate.
Good enough.
Thank you, but observe.
Yeah.
I didn't know that wasn't a word.
We'll have to look it up and fact check Hake, okay? We'll have to fact check Hake.
It reminds me of when people say, where you at?
Right.
Where you at? Where is this, where are you?
Right.
Now, where are you at? Even white people say that now.
I know. It's terrible.
White people say, where are you at? It reminds me of my English teacher, Miss Jerkin. Miss Jerkin, I think that's her. She was black, but she was so proper. I love that lady. She did, but thank you, doing your best on me. But thank you. It's observate, right?
Yeah.
Observate.
Observe.
I mean, observe.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Childish Cash says with a super chat, all in the name of Jesus, happy Thanksgiving, turkey emoji.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you in the name.
Kevin on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Kevin, and you too. Amazing. Thank you.
Curly gave a couple of Cash Apps. Don't be you anymore, meaning stay present.
Yes. You don't have to be you any longer. Really. And yes, stay present. So you will overcome being you. The presence will do it for you. You can't do it yourself. Amazing. Thank you.
Curly, again, refresh me on spiritual death. How is it done now?
by being aware of the not you and do nothing else about it. But just be aware. Don't fight with it. Don't argue with it. Don't call it you. Be aware, and the light will destroy the darkness, the ego nature, which is evil. Amazing.
Thank you, Curly.
Thank you, Curly.
Shout out to yesterday's top contributors on the D-Live crew. Games for Rec, Groovy Monkey, Aries 1, Noah's Ark, Kansas. Thank y'all, as always.
Shout out. I got to take some call right now.
All right. Well, we're caught up from yesterday's.
Oh,
very
we are.
Nice.
Right on.
Now
thank
we
you.
Have today's to go through.
Thank you. We'll get back to them. Let me go to Jesse out of California. Been waiting a while. Jesse, you are on the air.
Jesse, what are you going to eat for Thanksgiving today?
I'm going to eat barbecue sandwich from McDonald's.
Oh, I'm going to eat...
McDonald's has, and I don't mean to be making commercial for them, but they have once a year, a certain time of year, they bring in barbecue ribs. Oh, my God. You ever had that hate?
I'm eat Southern food.
No.
You haven't?
Right.
No, ham hocks and collard greens.
That's what you're eating today?
Yeah, I want.
Are you going to have turkey?
But it's going to be my first time eating Southern food because I'm Mexican.
Uh-huh.
And I never had soul food.
Hey, oh, McRibs. McRib, right, Nick? Oh, so this is going to be your first time having soul food.
Yeah.
And why are you doing it today?
Because soul food is part of America.
What?
Because soul food is part of America.
Are you gonna have turkey with it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's going to be a turkey like soul food turkey. So it's going to be deep fried.
I don't know. I think I may have had deep-fried turkey one time recently. But it's not normal to have deep-fried turkey. When I was growing up, there was no such thing that I was aware of as deep-fried turkey. It was cooked in the oven, man.
Oh, but I wanted, like, you know, similar to, like, you know, KFC, kind of like... Like fried chicken, but this time it's fried turkey.
Okay, I wish you well with that. But I do want you to know that's not the normal way that black people make turkey. They cook it in the oven.
And the biblical question?
Why is your life one train wreck after another?
It's a wreck because I work a 9-to-5 job and it's a minimum wage job.
That's why your life is one train wreck after another.
Yeah, and I never do the silent prayer.
Oh, okay.
And I stay in my thoughts all the time.
Amazing.
And I haven't forgiven my mother.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, Jesse. Thank you. And I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it. Let me go quickly to Young, a first-time caller out of Hour, I believe that is. Young, you are on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Young.
Hey, yes, Iowa. And okay. I got to visit you in California, man. I'm one of your biggest fans, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Are you on a speakerphone or something?
No, I'm not a speaker. I got my headphones in. Does it sound bad?
No, and hold on a minute. Let me let Jared know when you get them off, and I'll come back to you because you can't have a headphone either. It sounds awful. I'll come back to you, though. Let me go to Sandy. How you say that? Santiago, a first-time caller out of California. Santiago, you're on the air.
What's up, Mr. Jesse? How are you?
All is well.
Awesome. First of all, I want to say happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. It happened Thanksgiving to you. Thank you.
As a legal amigo or a legal Mexican, I love Thanksgiving. I love the food. My ex-girlfriend was white, Jewish, and her family made the most amazing Thanksgiving. Like, picture perfect, the turkey and the ham and the mashed potatoes and all the crazy little thingamadigs that they made.
Yeah.
And it's honestly my favorite food, but I think Ike was right. It's like, it has to be like once a year. It can't be like everything. It's like too special. So that's
my, I have a good friend of mine who is married to a Jewish woman, and he's white. He's white. And she make food. Sometimes she send me some by him too. And it's so good. I didn't know Jewish women can cook so well.
Yeah, it's great.
So you were dating a Jewish woman, or you were married to one?
No, I was dating her. We dated for like 4 or 5 years.
Oh, yeah. So do you love the Jews?
Of course.
Right on. And are you a Christian?
For lack of a better word, yes.
Right on. Amazing.
Yes. I wanted to give a message to Bible Thumpers. Last week on Sunday, you were kind of like, not upset, but like trying to make people realize why they're not coming with a live and like, you know, coming up with like,
no,
insights.
What it is, I want people not to rely on a teacher on the outside of them, but to rely on the teacher within. And when we come together for fellowship, including me and the so-called teacher, we are there to help one another, to edify one another, to encourage one another, and not to, because human beings are so accustomed to being taught by an outer source. And so I want to encourage them to get over that. And when we come together, we are coming together to edify, for the lack of a better word, one another.
100%.
Yeah.
So I had that in mind because I always have lives, but as the day goes on, I stay present and they tend to just like fade away and I don't keep track of them or remind myself unless they're like we're talking about them and stuff like that.
Right
so
on.
I was like, I'm going to start writing them down just so I could bring something to the party. And then I realized that's most likely what happened with the apostles. They were trying to just write their verses to, like, bring them to somewhere just in case they forgot them or somebody wanted to hear them. And then some intellectual people got a hold of them, and they're like, we got to save this paper because it's holy. And they made a big scene about it. But it's just like, since we're living in the present, we don't really, like, keep track of all these insights that we're getting.
That is such an interesting point, man. I hadn't thought of it that way. But I do know that once you stay present, old things have passed away and you forget about the way you used to live and the things you used to do because they're gone and you don't think about them anymore unless you want to consciously talk about it.
Right, right. And if you need something, you just got to stay quiet and you'll get the answer. You just got to be patient and ready for it, and it'll come.
Absolutely. That's amazing, Santiago.
Awesome. And then I had a question. How do you pray for your enemy if you're doing the silent prayer?
By not hating them. Wish them well.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah. Amazing.
Thank you, buddy. I got to take a break. Thank you. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black.
Turn to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. and donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Some serious mess going on in the world. I have a little bit of yesterday's news for you guys. Congress lost another woman that it can't spare. So said the far-left female run outlet, The Skim. Ridiculous. And also, if you would like to hear about some of the alternative observations to Thanksgiving Day, American Thanksgiving Day, right? I might tell you about them here on Hake News. Or later on the Hake Report, which is going to be live today, right after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And FYI, no American Anchor Baby today, but he will be live tomorrow. Whereas JLP and Hake will be live today, but not tomorrow. Nice. Nice. And no fallen state this week either, by the way. Happy Thanksgiving. Take some time, be quiet, and maybe shout out your family. Maybe. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Bible Thumper Thanksgiving, Thursday, November 27th, AD 2025. Hang tight, callers. There's one line open. Oh, the lines are full. The lines just filled up. But you can call in every so often just in case a line opens up. And we will get to the rest of your Super Chats, hopefully, okay, today. Today's Super Chats. We just finished yesterday's. Sion didn't think I was going to get to her Super Chat. What in the world? Shout out. But we'll get to all of them, hopefully. If not today, then Monday. We'll see you in December. And, of course, we'll see you in Church with Jesse Lee Peterson on the 30th in a few days here. Church with Jesse Lee Peterson, rebuildingtheman.com/church. The third hour coming right up. But it is Hake News, not fake news. Commie nonsense, not commie nonsense. I'm so used to saying Commie Nonsense Network CNN, but no CNN today. Wow. You're welcome. Be thankful. Congress lost another woman it can't spare, so claimed the ladies at The Skim. Very fake news. Last week, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, or I call her Brown because green grass turns brown when it goes rotten, a Republican from Georgia, announced her resignation from Congress. She blamed a year early. She didn't want to finish out her term. Quitter. Quit it. She blamed a wave of death threats, which I'm leery, honestly. Chaos inside of the Republican Party. Maybe she did get death threats, whatever. I disclaim those, of course. And fresh hostility from our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. And he wasn't hostile. He was just criticizing constructively. Her exit underscores how tough life in Congress can be for a woman. Because they're all emotional. They can't handle anything. Some analysts say why their presence still matters. Yes, even when they loudly reject feminism. Slate, far-left extremist outlet Slate, points out that Marjorie Greene was one of three so-called MAGA women and one man, so-called, who broke ranks to force the release of the Epstein files. Ridiculous. And history shows that women can move bipartisan, meaning evil, usually, bills across the finish line when men stall out. Remember the Senate Women's Caucus in the 2013 government shutdown? These Republican rhino women, they worked with the demon rats, I call them. Women's numbers in Congress have already been dwindling. Good news, huh? Happy Thanksgiving. Even as they gain ground, unfortunately, though, in state houses. Despite having, quote-unquote, power, status, rate, name recognition, they're all structural forces that push women out. While MTG, Marjorie Greene, traitor, has her share of critics, some of them hate to see her go. The queen. I love to see her go. She should go home and be a queen at home, although her home is all broken now. Terrible. She broke her own home. Gender doesn't track neatly with ideology, even anti-abortion, pro-life, anti-feminism, pro man, so-called. Lawmakers have led on issues protecting against so-called sexual violence, including accessing fertility treatments, parental leave, and affordability. In other words, these women are a bunch of little communists. Now Congress will lose another woman's voice in a chamber already packed with older white men. More white men, please. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving again. Be safe. Watch your back. Don't get on your cell phones and not be whether you're on a train, airplane, bus, walking, at a cafe or anywhere, be aware of your surroundings, folks, and don't become unconscious on your phone. There's nothing on that phone that important that you have to just put your eyes there and stay there. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, Juicy, why is your life one train wreck after another? Why is your life one train wreck after another? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you are running around busy with Thanksgiving Day or anything else, got to rush to the gym because your gym closed early or whatever, or you want to get back home, but you want to have your little workout, you can podcast the show, but you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And we're going to get to all of your super chats this day because of Thanksgiving. Come hell or high water, it's Thursday. It's Thanksgiving Day. It is also and will always be Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look at, turn around, look at these people. What?
From the Lord.
Oh, my God,
I got
a black man.
From the Lord. I'll go back to Washington. Oh, yes, I will. I'm a Southern Baptist. They don't believe in tongues.
I'm a Southern Baptist.
I want it.
Amazing. He said, I'm going to go back to Georgia and tell those bastards they don't believe in the Lord. Is that what he said?
Sorry, I'm just getting the mic. Something like that.
He said, I'm going to tell those bastards?
No, Baptists.
Oh, Baptists.
Baptists.
Oh. Hassan is here. Come here, Hassan. What the? Let me go. My bad, fool. I thought you said I'm going to go back to Georgia, and I'm going to tell those bastards they don't believe in the Lord. My bad. Let me go back to first-time caller Young out of Iowa. He was on his Bluetooth or something like that, so it wasn't coming across very well. Young, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, my bad, man. I think I fixed it now.
Okay, it sounds much better, man.
Oh, okay, thank you. Hey, happy Thanksgiving. I'm a big fan, Jesse.
Thank you.
I want to ask you a question. You were talking about it about 45 minutes ago. America's lost. What can we do? I'm part of the young generation. What can we do?
The only thing you can do at this point is work on yourself to overcome your hell. So that in America, and in spite of what's happening around you inside of other people, you can have perfect peace.
I can have peace. Maybe I can show others how to have peace.
No, don't think about that at all. That's the wrong reason to want peace. You should only want peace because you don't have peace and you want to come out of your misery, out of your hell.
That makes sense.
And then the light that brings you out of the darkness, it will guide you. And if there are others who want to know, the light will speak through you to them. Because most people, and I don't know if you paid attention, Yama, but most human beings of all races, they love hell. They love evil over good. So they don't necessarily want it. And you may be trying to help someone that does not want peace.
Yeah. Well,
and you can, if you like, though, how old are you?
I'm 28. How old are you?
You can run for office if you like. Have you ever considered that?
No, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I don't, you know, I'll be honest. I think you got to be kind of like a ruthless person to be in office. You know what I mean?
No, like, you could be right and run office and you can't go wrong. You will win every time.
Yeah, but I think if you're trying to do it right, they probably do you like they did Kirk or Kennedy, you know what I mean?
But I wouldn't get into that kind of thinking. I would have a wait-and-see attitude. Mm. And you won't have to be ruthless or righteous. You'll just be right. You'll be guided by the light. It is nothing what you can imagine.
Yes, sir. Guided by God.
Guided by the light, yes.
Yeah. Hey, you got to have Mom Donnie on your show.
Are you a Christian?
Yes, sir, I'm a Christian.
Oh, right on.
Hallelujah. And
have you forgiven your mother?
Yeah, I've forgiven both my parents.
What did she say when you went and forgave her?
She appreciated it. Because I think both my parents were like, you know, we could have done better by you.
What did you say to her?
I just forgave her and I hugged her and we've been good ever since. God bless.
Did you tell her you were wrong for resenting her for screwing up your life?
Yeah. Yeah, I was wrong.
You told her that.
I didn't know better.
Did you tell her you forgive her for screwing up your life?
No, I don't think she screwed it up.
No, she did screw it up.
How?
By imposing her will on you.
And making you, I don't think so. I think she...
And making you angry. And the moment you became angry, you became like her.
Mm.
And then
I think she did her best.
She did do her best. Right. That's why you have to forgive her.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, I forgive her. She tried her best. And so.
But you didn't tell her that.
That I forgive her? I did.
No, you didn't tell her you forgive her for screwing up your life and turning you away from your father.
Okay. All right. I'll mention that at the Thanksgiving dinner.
And what did you say? What did your father say when you were growing up, and you were asked your father to help you deal with your mother? When he helped you deal with her?
Deal with her in what sense?
When she would impose her will on you, being impatient, trying to control you, and trying to turn you away from your father. When you were asked your father to help you deal with her. What did he help you deal with her?
You know, I'll be honest with you too, Jesse. I think my father also exhibited those too. Like, you know, he would get angry sometimes, and, you know, sometimes he'd be distant too. It was sort of from a little bit of both of my parents.
Did you, when you asked your father to help you deal with your mother, did he help you?
I never really asked my father for that. I sort of just keep it separate.
Why not?
Never needed it. It's
you
nothing
did
but
need
love.
To help dealing with your mom as a kid.
No, it's nothing but love. I think we all make mistakes, but
you don't love your parents.
I love them.
Have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
I forgive my father for basically just being a human man, you know, doing the best he could.
Have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
I never needed protecting from my mother. Hey, real quick, you got to have Mamdani on your show. You got to have Mamdani on your show.
How were you able to handle your mother on your own as a kid?
I think, you know, too, as a man of God, all our action is based on the word of God. So
How were you able to handle her on your own as a kid?
How was I able to handle through the power of God?
But you didn't have the power of God as a kid.
I don't have the power of God. God does.
But you didn't have that as a kid.
God's plan. God's
Pleasure, plan. Young. I appreciate it, man. Oh, amazing. Let me go to talk to Jaime out of Minnesota. Jaime, you are on the air.
Hey, how am I sounding? Can I sound good?
No.
Is my phone all bad?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. Hey.
Yeah, it is.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey,
what did you think about did you hear that soundbite with JD talking about the turkey?
I did.
What did you think about that?
I didn't like it.
Hey, why not?
He's talking bad about our turkeys.
Amazing.
That's not right. Our turkeys are the best turkeys. They're delicious turkeys.
They are.
In fact,
I guess it depends on who cook them too, though.
He should only say beautiful, clean turkeys from now on.
That's right. Amazing. Go ahead. You called about something else. Go ahead.
Yeah. The judge in the Bible, Deborah, I wanted to talk about her a little bit. She was the only female judge in all the time there were judges. And she had a bunch of men telling her how to do the judgeship. And a lot of Christian feminists like to bring her up as, well, Deborah, well, who cares about Deborah? They only had one judge that was a female, and she wasn't blessed by God like Samson was. It even says in the Bible, Samson, God imbued him. And a few other judges, too, like four other judges got imbued by God himself.
Well, you're right about that. They love to bring up Deborah because they want to pretend that women were created to lead. But what they always leave out is that Deborah was under the umbrella of men. She wasn't on her own trying to lead. That men were telling her what to do.
And it's not like God had it in the Bible as a blessing. It's more of a warning. Be careful. Be wary. Don't let women get into these authoritative positions. And we can see it even today. You don't need the Bible to know that. You can just see it happening. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, that Supreme Court judge, look at her. Look at how evil she was. She put in all that that mess, the abortion mess.
Yeah.
You can see how evil this feminist ideology is. You don't need the Bible to see reality. And that's why you don't need the Bible to know God. Reality will show you God.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Hey, great show. Your little show is doing really good.
How's your little show? That's your amazing. Thank you, buddy. And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
All right. Amazing. I want to know Hey, Hassan, come on in. What? I want to know, what do you think, as Hassan is coming in, what do you think about this girl, what she says about being grateful? This is interesting. This is from Fox Soul. A Dallas church moment is going viral after a little girl said she's thankful for her stepmom because she actually listened to She's thankful for her stepmom because she actually listened to me, unlike my actual mother. Oh, this is from Fox Soul.
Toys. I don't want to hear thankful for your friends. I don't want to hear you thankful for your teacher. It's not about that right now. You're going to say what you're really thankful for.
Thankful for my stepmom because she's... I can't say that anymore.
You're gonna get it together.
And we're gonna start again. And it ain't gonna be just that. You're gonna get it together. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Because I'm done. Backside, enough is enough. Amen. So get it together. You can
be mad, I don't care. But you're gonna get it together. I'm thankful for my stepmom because she listens to me better than my actual mom. Thank you. Pause. Ooh. No, pause that. Pause that. No.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak to the enemy that's trying to rule and reign in you. Right now, open the door. Open the door. See, what you will not do, see, the word of God says we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against the principalities and the darkness that try to do stronghold. And what we will not have right now in the name of Jesus is that. So the enemy that's trying to live in you, making you think that, we cast that out right now in the mighty name of Jesus, whether you like it or not, because you will bow down to the Most High God. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, Beth. What do you think about that one?
Amazing.
Black women.
Yes, sir. Happy Thanksgiving.
This is Hassan. What the? Here. What do you have there? Turkey beef roast.
Because,
yeah.
You know, this J.D. Vance turkey slander must stop.
I'm telling you.
You know what I mean?
What's wrong with J.D.?
I woke up. I'm listening to the show. I'm hearing you guys talk about it, Derek. I said, I got to immediately get over there with the turkey. Emergency. J.D. Vance is tripping.
Do you guys need a slice of that turkey while you catch up?
Absolutely.
I'm telling you. Oh, and... Sweet potato, I mean, pumpkin pie challenge coming up.
No pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie. Pumpkin is fake. Which one you like best? Pumpkin or sweet potato?
Sweet potato, but today we have the apple pie pumpkin pie challenge.
Really?
Maybe. We'll see.
Oh. Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Yes, sir. You too.
How's things going?
All is well.
Right on.
Yes, sir.
That's amazing. Your mama making Thanksgiving dinner?
We'll see. I don't know. She actually is talking about going to the Laugh Factory, feeds the homeless. And she doesn't want to go there to feed the homeless. She wants to be a homeless participant. So, I don't know. We catch us maybe at the Laugh Factory later on.
Is your mama Jewish or Christian?
You know, she's a little bit of both. She's a little bit of everything.
Oh yeah,
I'm kind of like the Holy Trinity. I'm like all three.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? What a mess.
Did you meet Kurt?
No. What's going on, my brother?
What's up, Hassan? I never met you before.
Nice. Nice to meet you.
Kurt is the new producer of the Pitcher TV.
Nice.
He's white.
So it's on the right track, I see.
Yeah. A white person in charge now.
Amazing.
Amazing. So what do y'all think about that little girl and the way those women acted afterward? That's insane. What were they doing? Amazing. What do you think about that, Kurt?
About them just acting a mess?
What?
Them acting a mess.
You don't want
church?
To turn your mic on?
It's on.
Oh, it's on?
They hear me. It was low.
Okay.
Them acting a mess?
They up there rebuking you in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, they're just stupid. I mean, like you say, yeah, they're doing it for the thrill, but I don't know. They're just crazy.
He's learning. Lord have mercy.
She said the same verse though. I'm wearing a shirt. It said on the back. It says, "We battle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities." And she said that, and she thinks she's doing something with it, but she's just speaking a bunch of gibberish. Basically, she's just yawning and screaming aloud.
Amazing, nice.
Also, I thought against getting you guys a slice of that turkey on air. It just didn't make sense, actually. So
okay,
let's have some later.
Pay for the turkey, man. J.D. Vance is weak.
I agree.
I would say
worse, but that's a nice way of saying it.
That's right. How's Hassan Dog?
He's doing well.
You still have him?
Yeah.
You say, oh, no.
Right. No. Still alive, barely breathing. He's good. He's doing well. I was going to bring him, but, I know your policy.
That's right. No dogs up in here. I want you to see this fight. And then I'm going to take your calls and super chats and everything. I want you all to see this fight, according to the Blaze report. A fight broke out between a Catholic priest and a woman who was trying to take a photograph with a political poster at a donation drive at a Miami-Dade church. Watch this from NBC 6.
Well, an unholy act. A Catholic priest in Kendall Lakes landed behind bars accused of hitting a woman.
On November 6th, outside of St. Kevin's Catholic Church in Kendall Lakes, 72-year-old Jesus Gabriel Saldana, the pastor at the church for roughly 20 years, was collecting donations.
Is at the time, Father Saldana was conducting a collection for Cuba Hurricane Relief in the parish parking lot. Father got into an argument with the alleged victim regarding anti-Cuba political ads.
According to arrest documents, an elderly woman asked to take photos of the donations with a politically inclined poster. However, Father Saldana said no and asked her to leave. Instead, she asked for her donations back and a verbal argument started. Arrest forms say that the woman began taking photos of the priest, to which Father Saldana lunged at her and began getting physical, bystanders having to separate them. Without the woman's permission, the priest reached out into her car, but she pushed him out of the way and got into the driver's seat. The verbal argument continued. The priest tried pulling her out of the car, even ripping off the car's rearview mirror and the car's gear, causing it to malfunction. The woman bit the priest's left wrist. Father Saldana accused of then going around her car, taking her purse, and dumping its contents on the ground. Father Saldana was arrested on 3 charges, including burglary, battery at an elderly woman, and criminal mischief.
What? If this is true, and I went there, so I don't know. The Pope, not this Pope that we have now, even though he's liberal. The Pope that was for him, he was ticked. Apparently, the Father is ticked. This is why you got to overcome anger, folks. You must overcome anger. Drop the anger. Drop the anger, and you shall be free. The Pope, the Father fighting. What the? Amazing. James, the two guys working behind the board, able to tell if Hassan is sitting right or not?
I think they're able to tell. He looks pretty good.
Okay, he looks fine.
Yep. He looks relaxed, but he looks fine. He's centered properly.
Are you high?
No, I've always been just relaxed.
He's not sitting up straight.
Leather pants.
So he's a little bit lower than you.
Oh, that's what
leather pants.
When you have a leather pants, you got to sit low.
That's true, right?
Right. How's your daddy?
I feel like you might have had leather pants at one point.
Never. Never.
Never on the drive, crying to dock in the bay.
No.
In the convertible.
It's not that I don't like leather pants. I just never had any.
Nice.
Yeah, it seemed comfortable to wear, but I never had any.
They're really not comfortable, but.
Are they not? Why you wear them then?
In the name of fashion, sometimes you got to be uncomfortable, you know?
Really?
You know what I mean?
How's your daddy?
He's doing well.
Oh, good.
Yes, sir.
So you're an Allah Abba person, right?
I mean.
By way of his father.
By way of my father.
So you And then you're Jewish by way of your mama.
By way of mama. And I'm born again Christian because of jail me.
Wow. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
What the? I gotta be saved.
Did your mother raise you Christian or Jewish?
No, Christian.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But she later called herself Jewish all of a sudden.
All of a sudden, yeah. And I started using all of a sudden just for any sort of safety. You know what I mean? I need all insurance.
And you have on a big change around your neck like a black person.
That's true. Jesus Christ.
That what that is?
Yes.
That's Jesus?
White Jesus, too. White.
White?
White Jesus.
What a mess. Super chat.
Nice.
Super, super.
Over on YouTube, Jacob Page, now a member. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jacob.
Jamie bought 13 coffees. I'm a Louisiana man here, hard worker, proud American with a good soul, also a huge fan of Mr. Jesse Peterson.
Thank you.
Would like him to know that he is an extraordinary person inside and out. Thank you. God bless JLP. Quadruple question mark. I mean, exclamation mark.
Stay with it. I'm telling you, you can overcome anything, but you got to be aware. Just stay present. Amazing. Thank you, and thanks for your support.
Jamie's with 6 more coffees. Wishing you and your staff a wonderful Thanksgiving, and go LSU Tigers!
That's right. Triple exclamation mark. Amazing, thank you.
Kayla on Cash App, that's Bond JLP on Cash App. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Turkey emoji.
Happy Thanksgiving. Amazing. He brought that kind of turkey you like, hey, where it's already cut.
Oh, good. Sliced. Yeah, yeah. It has to be sliced. I don't want to recognize the animal.
No, it is sliced. Oh, man. Well, go ahead. Thank you.
Anthony L., Bible Thumping Thanksgiving Thursday. Settle down, partner.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony L., who also gave a cool sunglasses sticker. Thank you, sir.
Right on. Thank you.
Julie, amazing. Texas, 68. Very generous, saying, happy Thanksgiving, Bond team. Grateful for all you do.
Thank you, Julie. I appreciate your support. Amazing.
And Rex says, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Happy Thanksgiving.
That's for sure and without a doubt. And you can't even imagine what's in store for you if you stay present, really. Amazing. Thank you.
Ray, BitChute CEO. Happy Thanksgiving, Jesse.
Happy Thanksgiving. Amazing.
We're streaming live on BitChute.com.
Hello, BitChute.
Nice.
Appreciate y'all.
He White says, happy Thanksgiving, Turkey, Jesse and crew. I hope you guys get some amazing sweet potato pie. Licking his lips, yummy emoji.
Or some good old candy yams. Or both. Amazing.
Cuckoo Jiao, Thanksgiving over in America? I'm not American, but I just wanted to say thanks to Jesse and Hake and your people. Have a good one.
Amazing. Thank
right
you.
On. Thank you.
You have a new album out?
Actually, next week.
Oh, it didn't come out yet?
Yeah, no, next week.
Do you want to talk about it now or later?
I mean, I have a song with Ye, which I'm pretty happy about.
Me too, man. Yeah. I heard that. That's an amazing song.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
So... And the song that I produced for him and wrote for him is also coming out on his album next week. So next week should be a fun week.
So you have an album coming out next week, and Ye has one?
Yeah.
At the same week?
Mine comes out next Friday. His comes out on the 12th.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And what's your call?
Mine's called The Second Coming.
Really?
Yeah.
And what's Ye's call?
Bully.
What a fitting title.
That's right. Punchy and bully.
Oh, God. Amazing.
Right on.
Okay, thank you.
Continue with the Super Chats. Soul Conscious, 5 coffees. Happy Thanksgiving to the great Black Hope.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Priscilla from Houston. Happy Thanksgiving. My answer to the biblical question.
Why is your life one train wreck after another?
My life is never boring like an action-packed movie.
Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Seeker bought a coffee. All God wants is a heart. Any old turnip will do for a head. CT Stud.
Amazing. Thank you. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretched off on pure.com.
Net. We'll read the rest of these
we'll
later,
read
guys.
The rest. Thank you all. Amazing. Quick break. Back in a moment. Hey, man.
Yes, sir. Happy Thanksgiving.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Announcement, because I want to get to as many calls and super chats as possible. It's Thanksgiving, so we ain't got to be all serious about anything, right? Not today. Number one, Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. If you did not hear the Hake Report yesterday, make sure you podcast the Hake, H-A-K-E Report. He had Big Bob on, co-hosting with him. It was very interesting. So make sure you podcast the HakeReport.com. And this is the last day for the 15% off sale on everything, including this Tar Baby shirt. Amazing Tar Baby. And people are like, Jesse, how do I get that shirt? Go to, you can get as many as you want right now because it's on sale. This is the last day of the sale. Go to... that includes the coffee and the books and everything. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/store, rebuildingdemand.com/store, or jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop. And every dime we get from the sales, we go right back into getting the work done. So thank you all in advance. And check out Puncher TV, a brand new episode of Puncher TV, PUNCHIE.TV. You can podcast it. It was amazing. Check it out. And don't forget, shout-outs. I do shout-outs for you. Personal shout-outs. Birthday shout-outs, wedding, happy Thanksgiving, encouragement, Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy New Year, whatever. Go to Cameo, C-A-M-E-O, .com/Jesse Lee Peterson, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right, I do appreciate it. Let me go back to the busy phones and talk to Edward, a first time call out of Texas. Edward, you are on the air.
Hi, Mr. Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well, Edward.
I was just sitting on my couch and I was tuning in to your live recording. And I was thinking to myself how God gave me this talent. And he told me to write you a little song because of today's festivity. And if you just want to hear it real quick.
Real fast.
Here it goes, sir. I'm dreaming of a white
America, just like the one it used to be, where our forefathers love our brothers just like God wants it to be. And that's just a little verse.
Wow, that's amazing, man. You got a nice voice, too. What the? Amazing.
Yes, sir.
Very nice. Very nice. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, my brother. God bless y'all.
Thank you, man. Amazing. Right on. Sound like the good old days. So, what's that, Frank? Sinatra or Evans?
Let's see. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Who's saying that?
Elvis,
Bing Crosby.
Oh, Bing Crosby?
Bing Crosby.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him.
Yeah.
Amazing. Let me go to first time caller out of Massachusetts. Sia, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Sia.
Can you hear me?
Are you on the speaker or Bluetooth?
Yeah, actually, I was on speaker. Is this better?
Yes.
It's like closer.
Yeah, never be on YouTube or speaker while on the show.
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Well, I'm just calling because I'm starting this program soon called Job Corps, and it's like I'm trying to get out of this low-paying customer service work and start a better career, I guess.
Yes.
And so I was wondering, what's your opinion on someone that's like going through a program like that to get ahead? And
well, I didn't know that Job Corps was still around, but I know in the good old days, it was a nice place to go to get a good trade for sure. And you can't go wrong with having a trade.
Yeah.
Are you going to live there or are you just going to go there and come back home?
I'm going to live there come home on the weekend. I'll come home on the weekends and stuff.
Yeah. No, well, it used to be a good location, but I wish you well with it. Let me know how it goes.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
How old are you?
23.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wish you well with that, man. I don't know how they are today, but I know in the good old days, they used to be really good at teaching people trades.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. We'll see what happens, though. I don't know. Don't take my word. Amazing. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick. Happy Thanksgiving, Rick. Oh, Lord. Hold on, Rick. What? I never get to Rick because Rick always calls late right at the end of the show, and I get to him, and he's not even there. What the? Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super.
Super chats.
Gustavo says, it was great meeting you guys out there in person. That's right. Hey. At Bond, we'll never forget it. Biblical question.
Thank you. Same here. Amazing.
The reason my life is a train wreck over and over again, because I never expected things to go wrong, and I believed the decision I make are right because they're driven by emotions and thoughts. What a mess.
Very interesting. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Shout out, Gustavo.
Shout out.
Sion with 3 more coffees.
Hey, Sion.
I don't know what to do, Jesse. Hank. Don't seem to read my super chat I sent you yesterday about your aunt eating. and Thanksgiving and all kinds of stuff. But anyway, I thank God for Jesse every year, and I thank God for the greatest president. He is loving, courageous. I think he's black on the inside because ain't no white man has the guts, I'll say. She said a different three-syllable word. To do what he's doing, facing evil, President Donald Trump. So thankful for a second chance with him because the country is on its way to hell. To go ahead and demonstrate how your aunt will eat since Hank didn't read my super chat, says Dion.
And you're right. If anything we should be grateful for for this year is that Donald Trump is in control. any other man running the country, it would be hell to pay. It'll be a totally different story. So I am grateful for that. And I think we all should be, even liberals and Democrats and people of all color, male or female, you better be thankful for Donald Trump being there. Look how bad it is when he, in spite of him being there trying to clean up stuff. It's crazy what the Democrats were doing to this country and the right-o Republicans. Be not deceived. The right-o Republicans were doing the same thing. They were one with the Democratic Party. They were not for us. It wasn't until Donald Trump got there and things started to change. Amazing.
Eric,
thank you,
Sion. Eric 5, in response to the BQ, why is your life one train wreck after another?
Yes.
I forget I'm not in control. I think about, quote unquote, myself, and I play God.
Amazing.
Eric.
Amazing.
Right on, sir.
I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Very interesting. And remember, the office is closed until Monday. We all have a fellowship, though, on Sunday. There are people coming from out of town. They want to make sure that we're having fellowship Sunday. Yes, we are. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, we will be having fellowship. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/church. Rebuildingdemand.com/church. And 11 a.m. on Sunday, the meeting starts. 2 p.m. on Eastern time, and you can watch it. Let's say you're not able to make it in. Anywhere in the world, you can watch it live on your at rebuildingdemand.com/church. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Tim Scott, the real one, not to be confused with the rhino, on Cash App for Thanksgiving donation.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Slave to Him, a monthly supporter on the Rumble crew, asks, what is a
wait-and-see
attitude?
It's amazing. It's amazing. And wait-and-see is you never worry about the outcome of anything. You start a new job. You wait to see how it goes. You, whatever. Don't assume. Don't go ahead because you're limiting your thoughts and you're worried about the outcome. It's going to always turn out wrong for you. But if you have... If you get married, and then instead of thinking it's not going to work or it will work, have a wait and see about anything, really. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you for the question there, yeah. Slave to Him. Mark S., happy Thanksgiving. I'm grateful for you, Jesse, Bond, experts, friends in chat. Many blessings. And here, have a slice of pie for you. And some for the homies who are now gone for their family. Stay with it.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Light bulb emoji. Thank you, Mark S. Riley JM, 5 coffees. I heard this quote in a movie. It reminded me of stuff JLP says. We are, I know not how, double in ourselves so that what we believe, we disbelieve and cannot rid ourselves of what we condemn. It's an old quote from Michel Montaigne, de Montaigne. It's a 2015 film. Based on a true story about obedience experiments.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Riley J.M.
The one thing I want you all to know, do what you want, of course. You need to get rid of belief, and you want knowing. You want to know the truth, not believe the truth, but know the truth. You want to know. Knowing is the right way to live. Belief is the wrong way. Everybody got some type of belief. And once you believe something, it's hard not to believe. Look how the Christians, and not all, but most, believe that Jesus is God. There's nothing you can do to get them to know if that's true or not. They already believe it, and they're stuck. They're stuck on that. Amazing. You want to know. You don't want to believe. Everybody got some form of belief. And once they believe, even if it's a lie, they still going to believe it. They can't unbelieve. What the? Oh, man. That's why they love rumors. They believe rumors. And if they're true or not, doesn't even matter. They stuck on belief. And they love it. They love the thrill of it. And they don't care if it's right or wrong. Hassan, come so we can do the pie thing before it's too late.
Hurry yo.
Yeah.
Up.
Thank you.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. And Heat says, Jesse, what do you think of what would happen if the fake you would stop identifying with all traditions, holidays, and repetitive cultural celebrations? Hashtag try it and see, eyes looking emoji.
Yeah, try and see. Do it and see what happens. It'll blow your mind. Where's your pie? What? So, real
fast.
Whoa,
he's trembling. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Man, so much going on right now. But so little.
Should we do the pie?
Right yeah. Now? So tell us about the pie test.
We'll read your super chats later, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, every year.
Turn his mic on.
It's your tradition, you know.
Yeah.
We got to come and celebrate Thanksgiving with the family.
We got a pie test.
Yeah.
Hassan brought the pie test.
Yes, that's right. The annual debate. So this year we got pumpkin, as Nick says, pumpkin pie, which Jesse says is like, what is that?
This pumpkin pie?
This pumpkin, and then this is apple pie.
Oh, Lord.
So it's apple pie versus pumpkin pie this year.
Amazing. Okay.
Sweet potato was all out.
Pumpkin pie.
Exactly.
Versus
apple pie.
Apple peaches pumpkin pie.
You was happy, so was I. One of the days I'm gonna take you home and marry you so you won't roam.
So good.
Amazing.
Wow. I love that.
So look how the pumpkin pie looks
like
a sweet potato pie.
We're going to be savoring this on mic.
Yeah. No. Pumpkin's the imposter.
I know.
Sweet potato imposter.
Yeah, I think.
You guys have some over there, too?
Make sure you chew very close to the mics. Just kidding. Don't do that.
So you got some sweet potato pie?
No, they got apple. The two pies are apple and
pudding. Oh, yeah.
I need to try Jesse's sweet potato pie.
I know, right?
But this is good. This is real
Once
good.
Once you eat sweet potato pie, you're never going to want any more pumpkin pie.
Try the apple.
So which one are we going to do first?
What do you say?
I say pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
You know, James never had sweet potato until he started working at Bond.
That's true. I didn't even know
life.
What a beta.
I didn't know a lot of things. I didn't even know there was such a thing as a wig or a weave. I'd never heard of a weave before.
You had never met a black woman?
I'd met them, but they didn't tell me about weaves.
Thought that was hair.
But you dressed up as a black for Halloween.
I did.
Okay.
All right,
the pumpkin
here we go.
Pie.
All right. Well, we need to get Derek in on this.
Mm.
Hey, Nick doesn't have anything. I don't like that Nick doesn't have anything.
No, I'm here. I have two pies here. I ate them.
I don't like pumpkin
pie. It's delicious.
Uh-uh.
I love it.
That's good.
It's all mental, Jesse.
That's for sure.
It's good.
And it's mentally messing with me right now. I think I will see that. You know, like
yeah, pumpkin is
have
not
no expectation.
Everyone,
I was traumatized because as a little kid, I thought I was about to eat some sweet potato. It was pumpkin. I'm like,
imposter.
Mm.
Amazing. Now the apple pie.
Yeah, let's go apple.
Mm.
They're both pretty subpar, to be honest.
I know.
If it's quiet, it must be because it's good.
You got to be thankful.
If there's dead air.
It needs to be heated up.
Yeah. But I'm going to go apple for America.
Yeah.
What's good about apple is with...
pie.
Say again?
What?
I said I'm thankful on this Thanksgiving for this delicious pie.
Thank you, my brother. I like that.
Thank you, Hassan.
Yeah, we got to be thankful. Thankful to God. Thankful for the country. Thankful for President Trump. Thankful for JLP, the Bond family.
Amazing.
The apple pie is good, but it's a bit too sweet. So it needs some vanilla ice cream to balance it out.
Yeah.
That's right.
It needs to be heated up, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be good. Hot with cold.
Amazing.
Exactly.
I'm convinced I don't want it. pumpkin pie.
Yeah, me neither.
What are you about to say?
Maybe next year we'll do something more healthier.
I'll have y'all's pumpkin pie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you can have my.
I'll have y'all's leftovers.
Out of these two pies, the pumpkin's obviously better.
You want this?
Pumpkin.
No.
No.
Well, I appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving.
That doesn't mean
love you guys.
Thank you.
Sorry for imposing onto the show. Just wanted to. I got to come and spend the.
Well, this is home. So
that's right.
Home,
I had to come home.
That's right. Phoebe, come home. Home. Congratulations on your song. We have to have you back next Friday.
Thank you, sir. Yes, I would love that.
Amazing.
God's in control.
And we'll have. Yay on two to talk about his song.
Yes.
Right on.
Absolutely.
We'll get him here.
Yes,
amazing.
Sir. Yes.
Hassan and Hassan's dog.
What the?
Let me go to. stop. Let me go to. First time call out of California. Allen's. Allen, you are on the air. That's you, Hassan. Good morning, Alan.
God bless you, sir. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Yes, sir. The reason why I'm calling here to your program is because I watch every day your program, you know? I watch every day your program. I'm originally from Cuba, Guantanamo.
Right on.
Uh-huh. And the reason why I'm calling is because I would like you to give some advice to the black community people here in the United States that they are taking propaganda for the Communist Party in Cuba to visit this country and establish studying right there and giving donation, funding this country. You know, it's not healthy. There is a lot of problem with the black community right here in the United States. They are believing a lot of, you know, propaganda from the Communist Party from Cuba.
And this I remember, Maxine Waters, the Wicked Witch of the West, she used to go over there a lot, right, to Cuba. And if I remember, she supported that. I may be wrong, but it was either Maxine or some black representative.
Yeah, I also want to share with you that recently in Cuba, the criminal that she belonged to, the Black Panther, Asata Shakur, do you remember her?
Yeah, she died, right?
Yeah, she died in Cuba, in Havana.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, and also other pastor, that he was a fake pastor who was spreading this communist ideology in the black community right here in the United States, was Lucius Walker.
I don't remember
him. Do you remember? Do you remember Lucius Walker?
No, I don't.
Yeah, he take out of the border a lot of donations, and he fought against the government of the United States to cross the border through Canada to take a lot of donations and a lot of money from Cuba.
So, James, you have some information on him?
Lucius Walker, 1930 to 2010, American Baptist minister, so-called, who served as executive director of the Interreligious Foundation for Community Organization in the 60s. And he was a persistent advocate for ending the U.S. embargo against Cuba, communist Cuba.
Amazing. Let me just say this, Alan, because of time, I'm running out. We're trying to warn the black people and all people, but the blacks, that they got to pull away from black leadership. They got to stop blaming outer sources for their problems, and they got to look within, and they need to drop their anger by forgiving their mothers and returning to their fathers. And once they do that, they'll start to see everything really clear. But as long as they're thinking about black and being black and hating the white man and blaming the white man and following the outer leadership, they're not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. But I do appreciate that, and then we'll deal with it some more next week. Call me about it next week if we get a chance.
Thank you, Jesse. God bless you. And I will try to call you to give you or provide you more information about those things that are happening.
Right on.
God bless you, sir.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you, sir.
You too. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat. Jamie, three coffees. Would you rather spend a day with Jasmine Crooked or Joy Reid? Double question mark. Barf emoji. Scrunch face laughing.
Neither one. Unless I were interviewing them, discussing issues with them.
Riley JM, happy Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
No diggity. Have a super Thanksgiving, y'all. Cowboy, wishing you well.
Thank you. You too. Amazing.
Next phase, happy Thanksgiving, JLP and crew. Love your singing, JLP, and your made-up lyrics.
What the? Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet donated 111 gold pills on pilled.net.
Right on. Thank you, Pastor. Amazing. Happy Thanksgiving.
He asks, did you see Tucker bullying Piers Morgan over the F word for homosexual? What
the?
People afraid of these magic words, Uncle Jesse?
A word is just a word. It has no meaning unless you make it have meaning. It really, I promise you, it's abnormal to be affected by words. It really is. That is, we're going to deal with this next week if I'm reminded. But you're not supposed to be affected by words. Something is wrong with you if you are affected by words. Very good point. Thank you.
Indeed, Pastor Shirley. I saw that. It was funny. It's right on. Shout out to Bill West, Green Wall, Triple Alert, 5,000 games for Rec Kid Combo 1, Aries 1, and the rest of the supporters over there on the D-Live crew.
Thank you all. Amazing shout out.
Indeed. And thank you guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Wow, that's amazing we made it.
Yeah.
I wanted to just get them all in there. Patrick from Ohio, Rick from Hampton, Virginia, Jerry from Virginia, William from California, and the rest of the call, I am out of time. The Hate Report is coming up now, and then I'll see you on Sunday at The Fellowship, rebuildingtheman.com/church. The Fellowship, all right? And thank you all for everything, the super chat. I can't hardly talk now that I ate that pie. The super chatters and everyone, and your support to Vaughn. Happy Thanksgiving. Watch your backs while you're out there. It's dangerous. I'm telling you. And human beings are evil, so you can't take any risks now. Anyone with anger or resentment is evil. Watch your backs. Stay present. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. Our Hake is coming now. The Hake Report. Take care, y'all. It's been amazing. Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Bond, at DestinyPeterson.com, at the Fall Estate, and all around the world. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, A little small pocket guide. The 7 guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, and financial success guide. A little, just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right?